Peace of the Lord be with you. I love that thought. Restore us, O Lord. It's March. How many of you are tired right now, feeling it? Yeah, you're not imagining it. Restore us, O Lord. Let that be a breath prayer for us today, that God's Spirit does restore. Hey, one quick announcement in terms of restoration. Sometimes it's good to go to things that people are giving and that you don't have to give. And I want to call your attention to a lecture that's happening on Monday at 4 o'clock. Makoto Fujimara is going to be here on campus. Yes, it's a big deal. He's an internationally acclaimed artist, and he's going to be offering a visual theology at 4 o'clock in Graves Hall. And I want you to all come out, if possible, so that we have to move from Graves over to the chapel because it's just so overwhelming. It'll be great. We've got some of these. If you want some more information, it's on our website. Drop by the Keppel House and get some more information. Monday at 4. Restore us, O Lord. It's good to be in the presence of people who can restore us. And this morning in chapel, we have our beloved Sister Mary Ann from St. Francis, who we love. And she is a presence that restores, because she calls our attention back to the body, back to the church, back to Christ. So would you please give a warm Hope College welcome again to Sister Mary Ann.
It's wonderful to be back with you and to be paired with that great musical group. I requested that the Spirit send them the same time I came. All right, you sing well. Now I want you to not read, but proclaim this passage. All right? There will be spots where it says all and spots where it says W. Who would that be? Women. And the M would be men. The men. And then we all come in again, okay? So, this is your cue. Now, we're not going to read it. I want it proclaimed. Heart. Okay? Let's go. Let's go.
Just as the human mind, though it is made up of many parts, is a single unit, because all these parts, though many, make one body, so it is with Christ. In one Spirit, we are all baptized. And one Spirit was given to all of us to drink. Nor is the body to be identified with any one of its many parts. If the foot were to say, I am not a hand, and so I do not belong to the body, would that mean that it stopped being part of the body?
If the ear were to say, I am not an eye, and so I do not belong to the body, would that mean that it was not part of the body?
If our whole body was just one eye, how would we hear anything?
If it were just one ear, how would we smell anything?
God put all the separate parts into the body on purpose. If all the parts were the same, how could it be a body?
The eye cannot say to the hand, I do not need you.
Now you together are Christ's body. Each one of you is a different part of it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Good. So what we learned today is that Christ has no body but us, huh? So I'm going to run quickly through parts of the body, give you a little bit to munch on during the day, all right? Nothing in depth. So, some of us here, if we are part of Christ's body, might be the mouth of Christ. We're not talking big mouths, huh? We're talking, when you speak, do you speak as a believer? Is your voice heard opposing violence, abuse, neglect? Is your voice countering racism and death penalty? Are your words life-giving or death-dealing? Are you the one that's always coming out with the compliments and the affirmation of other people? Or are you filled with, oh God, criticism and, oh, look, she thinks she's, oh, he is, ah, you know? Death-dealing, life-giving, the words make a difference. Proverbs says, kindly words are a honeycomb, sweet to the taste, wholesome to the body. If you want to be healthy, give the positive. Some of you will be called to be the feet of Christ. Just like Jesus, we are walking in faith right now. We see different people every day. We go from one end of the campus to the other. But our feet keep us balanced. So where do you have your feet planted right now? Not literally. Where do you serve as a disciple of Christ? Where it's comfortable or where it's challenging? Jesus washed the feet of all his disciples. We are called to wash one another's feet, maybe literally and maybe in faith. Some of you here will be called to be the hands of Christ. These hands that have been raised in praise, that play musical instruments, that have written poetry, that are always texting, always on the move here. Jesus was known for his healing touch, for a helping hand and a hand up to other people. And he blessed people. So for you and I, we can be the healing touch of Christ for someone who's in a broken relationship. We can be a lending hand with a family that's under some sort of stress. And we can be the hand of blessing for a friend who's going through some health crisis. Hands of Christ. We may also be called to be the eyes of Christ. So those of us with glasses, we got a better view yet. Jesus always looked around and he saw when people were in need. And sometimes we just walk right by. We don't even see the quivering chin, the water in the eyes, the frown of stress. Just walk on by. Jesus stopped and helped a widow. He talked to a woman at the well, and he went to people who were untouchables, the lepers. And there are kids right around here whom you might consider untouchables. Maybe today Christ wants you to touch in to their lives. Nothing major. Hello. What do you avoid looking at? Somebody that you need to ask pardon of? The word respect is from the Latin, respectare. It means to take a second look, to look again. See, I went with a real popular guy, good-looking fella in high school, and, oh, yes. God, you know, we lived, you know? We're real people. Somebody walked by us one day when we were out, and somebody said, "What does he see in her?" But you know, that's exactly the question you ought to ask today. What do you see in somebody, not the external? And it means you got to take a second look at some people that you dismissed just because of how they look. You are the eyes of Christ today. He would not walk by without a word. Some of us are called to be the heart of Christ. Just check yours. Is it beaten? See, some of you aren't sure, so you put your hand up there. No. Sorry. All right. The ears. Oh, what am I on? I'm on the heart here. Okay, jeez. The heart is the source of your compassion, compasio, suffering with other people. And you can have an open heart to care about a roommate or a colleague or a person in the community kitchen. Your heart can be open to that. And your heart can be open to receive and to give supportive hugs to one another. And you know when you need it or when someone else does. But the choice every day for every one of us is, do we want to be cold-hearted? Half-hearted? Heartless? Are we hard-hearted or whole-hearted? I think that's why the commandment came out the way it is. God said, I want your love. Love me with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. So love comes out of the heart. We are called to be the compassion of God in our society today. So now we go to the ears. You have to take the pods out once in a while, you know? Honest to God, you're all going to be deaf by the time you're 30. I pray for you. I really do. And then you're not going to be able to hear anything, you know? And Jesus, when he prayed the Psalms, his favorite one was, the Lord hears the cry of the poor. He hears the cry of the poor. And you and I are oftentimes the answer to somebody else's prayer. The people whose lives were absolutely uprooted by the tornado. By people who are being deported. Families that are being separated. Listening. It's a Chinese word. It has 5 characters in the Chinese. God, I hope I'm right on this. No, I read it. 5 characters make up the word listening in Chinese, okay? And these are the 5 things. It's ear, eyes, heart, you, and undivided attention. You listen with your ears, your eyes, your heart, and the other person with undivided attention. That is tough. We don't always give eye contact to kids. So today, it's a good opportunity to listen to God, to listen to one another, not prepare your next remark, but really listen. Personal time for prayer. All right, I'd like us to bless our bodies today, huh? If we're going to be the body of Christ in around campus today, let's bless our body. And we'll do it with the sign of our salvation, the cross, huh? During this Lenten season, a reminder. Suffering is all around us, and we sometimes feel it immensely. So I'm just going to ask you, will you please make the sign on that part of the body? For the feet, just, you know, don't bring them up and don't go down to them. Just sign them, okay? All right, so, gracious God, we ask that you bless our mouths today, that what we speak will be words of encouragement. We ask you to bless our hands, that we might touch one another gently. Bless our feet, that we might walk in the path that Jesus set for us. Bless our eyes, that we might see as you do. And bless our heart, God, that we can be your compassion in our world. So in closing, will the body of Christ please stand? Will you face the center, please? These are the other parts of the body, huh? Whichever one you are today, and you can choose one every day, a different one every day. I'd like you to raise your hand in blessing over one another. I'm going to sing this, but you know, you can hum along on the second time around, okay? Okay. As we go forth being the body of Christ, May God, Creator, bless us. May God, Redeemer, heal us. And may God, the Holy Spirit, fill us with light. Amen. Thank you.